I've always liked the expression, he is the visible representation of he who is invisible. That's always been a wonderful expression of it for me. There's another little verse to his manhood again that I'll give us from the book of Acts. Just before we go into these, that Acts chapter 2, verse 22. If you just look at that. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, there you are, a man. A man approved of God. I'll just read that. There we go. Is that better? Just a coincidence that all the world is taxed at this time. You stop and think about it a minute. A world that's doing its own thing and the nations that are doing their own thing. And so they have this decree and they're going just about their business. And our God is sovereign. He's over everything. His own purposes, we've said, he's going to fulfill. They're going to be accomplished no matter what. And I find this little verse that we didn't read, that all the world would be taxed. And God would so work in such a way that the birth of the Lord Jesus would take place at the time and at the place that he is ordained. Man thinks he's doing something. He has his own purposes that he's going about. But the great thing is to see that overshadowing that, we see what God is doing.
In Galatians 4:4, I really like when we speak about the incarnation of Christ. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent for his Son. And here, Brother Chuck had just said about the fullness of time, in the appointed time. He was made of a woman, as we heard earlier, made under the law, and here to redeem them, to here as the Redeemer. We needed him to be man so he could sympathize as high priest, and that's presently. But eternally, we needed him as Redeemer to be man, that we're under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And this would tie us back to what we had before us in Ephesians, the blessings, the heavenly blessings that we have. We are made sons. And this is all because of that same work that he has accomplished at the cross, his redemptive work.
Question was passed to me that reads, Luke, the angel of the Lord appeared in the Old Testament. The angel of the Lord was a form of Jesus, but who was he in this passage because Jesus is born? Luke chapter 2, verse 9.
I believe my cousin Starby says angel of the... Wait, one second. Sorry. Here, I'll let him tell you.
I'm not sure yet. Give me a minute, please.
Sorry, but last night I think I noticed something that in his Starby it didn't say the angel of the Lord. It said an angel.
And that is the thing. I think if you look at the J&D translation, it said an angel, not the angel of the Lord. So that will make it a little bit easier. Get a Darby translation, it'll help. And look at the notes.